I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, North Texas. It is Sean and RJ. I'm Pat Doney from NBC5 filling in for Sean this morning alongside RJ, Troy, and Roy. It is the most wonderful time of year.
Yes, it is.
Christmas movies on all the time. We have a rule in our house, no Christmas movies until after Thanksgiving.
What?
I think everybody has their list of their favorite Christmas movies, right? I mean, they've got to go to in the house of what you watch. For us, you know, and these lists can be strange. For us, our go-to in our house, Christmas with the Cranks is our favorite Christmas movie in that. Which is bizarre, but my five-year-old daughter knows every word from that entire movie. I don't know why, but sometimes traditions just are traditions because they're traditions and they just happen to be that way. Esquire comes out with its list of the top Christmas movies in America. No surprise, It's a Wonderful Life is number one. Number two.
The movie's awful.
What?
It's just boring.
Do you have no soul?
No, I know. It's a good, like, it's a quality
movie. I've asked you that before.
It's a quality movie.
It's a good movie.
And Jimmy Stewart is tremendous, but it's so old. It's just so old.
Yeah. And the number two on the list is also old, not quite that old, but I think that it's almost time to consider it maybe for number one. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I mean, is there anything better than, are you serious, Clark? I mean, that is one of the all-time great moments.
It's a great movie.
It's an amazing movie.
It's a wonderful movie. I love Christmas movies in general. Christmas Vacation is certainly up there. Christmas Story is probably still my favorite. You know, the Christmas Story. I love that movie.
Shoot Your Eye Out. Right. Yeah.
But Christmas Vacation, you can't argue that. You can't argue it's in the top three. It's in the top three.
I mean,
it's 100% in the top three.
I think it might be number one now at this point. I think I see more people, more of my friends are excited about watching that than they are It's a Wonderful Life. Not to say that It's a Wonderful Life isn't a great movie, but man, that's the one. Christmas Vacation is the one on the list that I'm always like, okay, that we're going to have to watch that one at least two or three times. And it was the first one we watched this year. And the squirrel in the tree scene, going to chop the tree down in the middle of the forest. I mean, it reminded me of when I pulled my 12-foot tree out of our Christmas box from the attic. You know, I mean, just a perfect.
Which one? The fourth one or the fifth?
No, that was number one.
Okay.
But, yeah, two through five are not quite that big. But, yeah, so it's, Christmas Vacation's number one for me. There are already people going on the fan text right now defending.
Of course there are.
This point that you hammered home before that it's been the debate, the Die Hard thing. I mean, what's with you and the Christmas movie?
Well, I mean, look.
Just because a movie happens during Christmas time doesn't make it a Christmas movie, right?
If it's got a theme about Christmas, sure, and it does. I mean, the movie doesn't happen without the Christmas part.
This is just what this has become. This is a tiresome argument to me, Pat, because every year we go through the rigmarole of whether or not Die Hard is or isn't a Christmas movie. It's got zero Christmas theme to it.
What are you talking about?
In that
you've never seen it.
It features a Christmas tree and it takes place during Christmas time, and that's it.
There's nothing. It a Christmas movie.
What is Christmas about to you, Chop? What does
Depends.
It mean? Family?
Yeah,
right? Spending time with your family,
parties.
Spending time with loved ones.
Yep, sure.
You know,
he's there to see
to people,
course,
maybe
sure.
Some lighthearted comedy involved in there, but nothing about like dangerous scalings of buildings or fighting off the world's terrorists.
But
or
that's
anything
not what the movie's
that
about.
That is precisely what the movie's about. That's what every Die Hard movie is about, is him thwarting the most dangerous man in the world at the time. It's not about it has nothing to do with
and
Christmas
the
or theme. So what
time happens,
what happens,
time.
Happens here,
it
Pat, is it's become like this popular radio bit to do. And it's not just Choppy. A lot of other radio stations do this bit where they
invented this topic when I wrote about
where
it.
Where they stand up on a pulpit and pretend that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Their whole point of the movie is him going to see his wife. That's the movie. Everything else that happened.
That's the point of the movie, him going to see his wife?
Yeah, because they were estranged. They were trying to get back together. That's the entire point of all the Die Hard movies, is they take place during Christmas time where he's trying to rekindle this relationship with his wife, and everything, you know, something always gets in the way of that. It's a Christmas movie. Just like Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Some might call it a Christmas miracle.
It's
right?
a Christmas miracle. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's not a Christmas movie.
Well,
that's right.
You realize that someone of very significance said that Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
Like the only person you would think that matters in the conversation.
Who's that?
That would be Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis during
his... So what? LeBron James thought Shabazz Napier was a good basketball player.
Now, that's not to say, by the way...
Not the same.
That's not to say that Die Hard isn't a great movie. It is a terrific movie. Just, you know, put it where it is.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you something, too. A hot take. You ready for this? My family went and saw the new Grinch movie.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Really?
Very funny.
I loved the first 2 minutes before I fell asleep.
You didn't like it?
Oh, man.
Maybe I was really tired.
Man, my wife and I were laughing out loud. I mean, it had a lot of the jokes for the kids, a lot of the jokes that the kids didn't quite get. It was good. You know, Rotten Tomatoes, not a huge fan, but that's okay. I thought it was good. And I don't know. That's just me.
Well, so, that's not a Christmas movie. That's just about a grumpy person.
Who happens to be grumpy at Christmas time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, Die Hard is your go-to?
Well, I mean, like, I got a lot of go-tos. I saw this list. One of them that I have a real problem with, Love Actually is way too far down the list. That's at number 31. That is one of the best rom-coms that everyone can watch. There's a lot of sappy love stories that you can't watch.
Love Actually,
anyone can watch that.
No, I think you know how people throw around the word great? The great this and the great that. I think you're throwing around the word everyone too much. I can't see Zach, Travis, and Tyron sitting around in a living room watching Love Actually.
I guarantee you they could sit there with their girls and watch that movie and be entertained and not be like, God, when is this movie over?
They would watch Home Alone. Home Alone needs to be on the list.
According to Fandango, holiday movies millennials like to stream during the holidays, Home Alone is number one.
Oh, not surprised at all.
And number two on the list has quickly become one of my favorite holiday movies. It's always been A Christmas Story. I know it gets played for 24/7. People think it's overrated, but I don't care. I love it.
I love it.
But number two on the list,
Scrooge,
2003's Elf.
Yes, sir. Man,
you
saw
just
a little
hate
bit
Will
of this
Ferrell.
The other
day. It's not my thing either, man.
If it's on, I'll stop down. It's just funny. It's just nonstop laughs. And I think during Christmas time, you know, something to lift you up, something to bring you cheer. That's why a lot of people like A Christmas Story. I hate it.
Yeah,
I think it's way too long and not funny.
It's an hour and 40 minutes.
You guys in on four Christmases?
Yeah, but on TBS, it's 3.5 hours because all the
Christmases. The Vince Vaughn movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's pretty good. The scene where he's in with Tim McGraw.
Oh, and he crashes the car and gets a DWI?
And they're getting...
Oh, wait, that's real life. Sorry. Go
Jeez.
Ahead.
Jeez.
Wow.
Now, Rotten Tomatoes graded four Christmases.
Speaking
24%.
Of Scrooge. Wow. You know, I mean, I just thought it was pretty funny.
You like horrible movies, don't you?
That's all right, man. That's the great thing about movies is that everybody can have the...
next? Glitter?
Jeez.
Some other movies that made the list that have to be on there. Bad Santa. Absolutely love that movie.
Bad Santa's a great holiday movie. Not for everyone.
Not for everyone. Scrooged is my underrated favorite. I absolutely love this movie, Scrooged.
It should be on more.
It should be.
The Bill Murray classic?
Yes.
Yeah, he was fantastic in that
He
movie.
Was amazing in that one. And then people are coming in with Santa Claus, the Tim Allen movie.
The Santa Claus.
The Nightmare Before Christmas is getting a lot of love as well. You know, it wasn't really The Nightmare Before Christmas wasn't really my thing.
I mean, just watching it visually, it's one of the best holiday movies.
Got to be into quirky there.
Yeah. Now, one movie that I'm not sure we're going to be allowed to watch this year, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which has become under fire.
I think it was Ben and Skin who actually did a breakdown of this.
So
they played all the clips.
Because there was a thing online last week that showed that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is racist.
It's a terrible message to children.
It's a terrible message to children. It's got bullying and sexism.
Sexism?
Yeah, because Rudolph's dad wouldn't let Rudolph's mom go look for him because he said it was man's work.
Oh, I thought Blitzen did something to Donner.
It's got like it's HR nightmare. Listen, because Santa runs a sweatshop.
Well, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a great movie when it comes to bully and to showing that how you can overcome bullies and you become the person that leads others. I think it has a great message. Man, we got to stop this picking around with everything. This offends me.
I like the Yeti that's in there.
The Yeti's good. The Yeti is pretty much you right there. Some other holiday movies that people have to watch and love to watch. You mentioned Santa Claus. You mentioned The Grinch, Pat Doney, NBC5. But did anyone mention How the Grinch Stole Christmas from 2000?
The Jim Carrey one?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. My daughter likes that one.
Once again, you like really bad movies.
You don't like that one?
No. Not at all. Nothing like the classic one.
I mean, it's not in the category of like the Christmas vacations of the world, right? Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those that if it's on, you can... I mean, the Grinch story is appealing, I guess. For
who at NBC5 is the Grinch?
Dude, I don't know.
Come on, pick
one. Name, names, the name, names.
You got so many options.
Give me a name.
I'm not giving you a name.
Come on, give us a name.
Absolutely not.
Who's the
I'm
guy that works with
Pat.
Meredith Lamb?
Zanui.
No,
Tim.
No, the guy with Meredith Lamb. What's his name?
Brian Curtis is a wonderful guy.
Brian Curtis.
No.
It's got to be one of the
Wonder
Oh, wait. Dudes.
Why are you winking?
Yeah.
Pat Doney just winked at me.
Yeah, Brian, why are you giving us a thumbs up on that?
Oh, he's giving
Pat,
a thumbs
up. Why are you thumbing thumbs up in that?
You guys, I'm going to go make some coffee.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You stay away from that.
You stay away from that.
Oh, yeah. You stay away from it.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.